Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat. Good morning, everybody. How is everybody today? It is Friday. It is an awesome day. I always love having my show here on Friday morning because it's a great way to get the weekend started, and it's always fantastic sitting here and talking with you guys today. Today's topic is about staying focused on your goal. I'm always talking about keeping your life focused and keeping your life moving forward, and I get a lot of feedback from my clients and from my listeners. Then can we get some tips and can we get some tidbits and can we just talk about how to keep focused because life is distracting? And I have a guest calling in today, which I'm so excited about, that for me just really represents how important it is to stay focused and just a quintessential example of how powerful it is to stay focused. So before we get started, as I always do, I want to take a moment to stop and ask you to relax. I'm encouraging you to have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and listen to the show. Unless you're in an unsafe position where you're driving or anything like that, just listen. If you need to sit down and breathe and hear the messages that come through, you can do that when you listen to the rebroadcast. But for the rest of you, just relax, take a deep breath, and take this one moment today, in this moment, to get grounded and centered so you can enjoy and hear the messages that are coming through. So in terms of focus, I'm a firm believer in the serendipitous nature of the universe and how if you focus your energy, you focus your intent, you can make anything happen in your life. Whatever it is you desire, whether it's wealth, relationships, health, whatever it is that you desire, you can make happen if you focus. Does everybody believe that? Because if you don't believe that, I'm going to try in this next 27 minutes to encourage you to believe that today. Before I move forward, I'm going to take my call. Got a caller waiting. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my God, Mike?
This is Mike.
I'm so excited. Good morning, Mike. So this is our special
guest.
Hey,
what's going on? How you doing, Angel?
Woo, how are you? You so tickled me, and it's so funny. I don't know if you are familiar with Mike. Mike Benfield is a comedian. Tell us about yourself for a moment, if you don't mind, because I'm sure you hate talking
about
yourself,
bit.
Right?
Okay, well, yeah, I'm Mikey Winfield. I'm a comedian from Baltimore, but I started in Northern California, so between Sacramento, Oakland, San Francisco, all Northern Cali, a lot of doors and a lot of love, and I've been...
Hey, go!
Right. I've been on some shows. I've been on NBC's The Office, Late Show with David Letterman. I was on Arsenio Hall last year. And I'm staying busy. I like to tour. I like to tell jokes. I like to talk to people. So that's my life.
Well, you know, I'm an intuitive life coach, and I have this program every week, and I always have a different focus, and I always get inspired for a focus on usually around Monday, and then I present my content, and I let everybody know what the show is going to be about. So the really interesting thing is this week's show is about staying focused and staying on target and keeping your life moving forward to reach for that apple, to reach for that end result. And then, boom, I had this connection and then you popped in and then here I am. And I have to tell you a secret. My husband and I are addicts of stand-up comedy.
Really?
So,
that's
yes,
great.
We are addicted to it like crack. And so... When you got in contact with me, it was like, oh my God, what is this? And as I looked into you and saw you, one of the things that I enjoyed about your energy is you are basically representing what my message is, staying on focus, moving your life forward. And so I just thought it was really neat. I'm like, I'm going to ask this guy to do my show and see what he says. And then boom, here you are. So can you talk a little bit about what that means to you? Because you are like focused. What are you focused on? What are you trying to do?
You know what? here's the thing. I want a special. I want movies, you know, and I want to tour. And what happens is, you're right. Like, once you decide, I think you have to decide what you want. And you have to either write it down or you have to think about it a lot. And once you decide you want these things, what happens is, you're right, it's like praying. It's like the universe finds a way to get it to you. And, wait a minute, hold on. That's what I'm doing. I'm, like, literally deciding what I want and then making the things happen. And it's exciting. It doesn't stop, you know?
Wow. And so as people come to this topic, and this is an important topic to me because I do believe that, you know, what you said is very powerful. You write it down. I'm a believer in journaling. I tell people you got to write your wish list down. You got to engage with your energy every day. You got to write it down and put it in your face, whether you put it on a mirror where you brush your teeth, you put it on your, you know, don't put it in your windshield. You can't see when you drive, but put it somewhere where you can see it because you have to engage with it all the time. And you said some things that were powerful for me. You want to make movies. You want to tour. You want to do shows. You want to do everything. I think that's what I heard, everything.
When I had said it generally, like, yeah, I want to do everything, blah, blah, blah. But when I decided, like, I want to be in a movie, I put it down, and I really started thinking about it a lot, and I really started working on what my own movie would be. And then, bam, I get a call for an audition, and I get a few auditions from time to time, but I had decided that that's what I wanted to do. Then I get an audition for, like, a major movie, and I land the audition. Yes, it's a very small role, but it's like 2016, that happened, and it happened. I mean, it's coming out, and it happened because I feel like I made that happen with my mind, and I believe in that power, but you have to believe that you can do it. And, you know, it's not like, oh, it didn't happen. If it doesn't happen the next day, oh, maybe I'll stop thinking about it. It's not working. No, you have to maintain that focus and really want it, and things can really happen. And I'm like, I see it happen so much in my life that I feel like, oh, my gosh, am I abusing this power? Is this right what I'm doing?
Evil things with your magical powers.
That's what it feels like, because it's not as difficult as people may think it is. So, like, I do that with bookings. Like, I'm like, all right, I need to really fill this weekend. And I'll put the weekend that I want filled. And it's like, oh, man. And then there's other days when I'm like, why don't I do this more? Why am I so sidetracked with life that I can't remain focused? And sometimes I do get off track. But when I'm on, I watch it transform. It's crazy.
You know, it's funny you say that. We talk about life. I say life happens. And life happens for a reason. I'm a football fan. I use football analogies all the time. And I always like to say the guy's running down the field, and the best players have to focus on what they got to do, right? I'm running down the field. I got to get a touchdown. And all this stuff is happening around me. Life is like a set of distractions that are there almost purposely to distract you. And your job is to stay focused, right?
When you don't stay focused. Absolutely. Right. What you're given in the huddle is a route, and the route is to your destination. And, right, you have to run that route. And maybe the pass is not going to come on that play, but you were given a route to run. So if you keep running your route, the pass is going to be thrown to you at some point. Boom, that's one goal out the way. Now, some guys catch three or four a game. Some guys catch one a game. But, yeah, the pass is going to come if you keep running your route. That's me. I had to throw out a football analogy, too.
I like football. I love it. I love that. Football, my season is coming. I'm so excited. But it's so important to help people understand, and I tell people every day that, you know, every day in the work that I do, you have to stay focused. The magical aspects of it, you're very, 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 very truth in your speak. Because I use that, you're magical today. And when you're magical, you can pull anything to you. It's like the King Midas touch. Everything he touched turned to gold, including the people he loved. So it's like you got to be careful how you apply the magic. You got, if you focus on the negative, you'll pull the negative to you. You got to focus forward. You got to focus forward. And so 2016, let's talk about 2016.
Yes.
So you got all kind of cool stuff coming up in 2016. Oh, before I do that, I want you to plug where you're going to be on Sunday, because we're going to run out of time. I don't want to miss the opportunity for you to tell everybody what you're doing Sunday.
Yes, Sunday I'm headlining Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco. So I'm going to be there, Sunday, 7:30 or 7, the doors open, and I think the show's going to start promptly at 8 o'clock. And it's great because I just get to get on stage, be free, talk about life with a wife, an older woman. You know, I got a stepson, and me and him, we like the same age, and I got all these...
Well,
I'm just sharing stories. So I get to share all these stories, man, and we have a good old time for about an hour and a half, hour 40 minutes. And people get away from whatever's going on in their life, and they come and hang out and listen to some jokes that I've been working on for over 10 years, you know, and it's a good time, you know.
So you have a cougar. So you're a cub? Is that what I just heard? You're a cub?
Oh, exactly. Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, that's my thing. Yeah, I'm so attracted
that's
to
right.
older women. Older women
that's
older
right.
than me. Let's just say that, you know. And
that's
so
all right.
Every year I tell her, every year I tell my wife she gets more attractive to me.
Aww.
Yeah,
because
she's aging.
Oh my goodness! So she's like us. She's not going to get any older. She's just going to stay nice and smooth for a long time.
Yes, that's how it works, right? Good deal.
Oh my goodness! Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm so excited to go to the show. I was going to say something to the cougar comment, and I forgot. So
I
have to remember because it's the hot thing now. My husband is younger than I am, and we like to tease because I'm like, now it's cool to be a cougar. What happened? How come it's so cool to be a cougar now? And we got websites. You can find people. It's really kind of interesting. So I'm looking forward to you telling some fun jokes about that. So is your comedy style, are you raw? Are you fun? Are you family? What are you, your comedy style?
Oh, man, it's a combination of very raw, but it's very calculated, too. And that's why I think majority of my fans, people always want to bring a date, or it's like ladies' night, because it's very real, too. It's based off my life, but it's very relatable, and I think that's why I'm able to survive, like, in other countries, because a lot of times we're speaking the same language no matter where we are. We're just like, that's what I love about comedy, is that no matter where you go, Midwest, East, West Coast, people connect. And on certain things, and I think, I think somehow I'm able to do that, and I don't know how, but I think it's because I'm just telling my day-to-day life, you know, and it's very interesting like that.
That's awesome. So 2016, talk about 2016,
what I have in the works is I decided at the start of this year, I'm like, I want to record a special. I want a stand-up special, my own hour. And I started thinking about that a lot. And so I made plans to record it in Sacramento at the end of the year. I'm saving all my own money. It's like, this is my goal. This is one of my goals for the year. I want to make this happen. Boom, May. Some producer from L.A. hits me up, and he's like, he would like to look into recording my special. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
So is this going to be a Comedy Central special?
Well, what you do is you record it, and then you work on where you're going to sell it. My ideal place is anywhere people will watch it, but I'm thinking about, a Netflix. Yeah, right. That would be great.
Anywhere, like on the side of a rock driving down the street or anywhere.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, you're horrible.
I'll take it. So I'm looking for Netflix, but the guy producing, he sold them to either Netflix. He sold them to Comedy Central, you know. I know that, like, places like Amazon, they're becoming big for, you know, content and stuff.
Are.
So Yeah, I'm just trying to.
Yeah, they are.
I just want to produce it. I just want to make something I'm proud of, you know.
So it sounds like you're about to pop off here in 2016, and all your dreams are going to start. Like the race, the big race. It's like you went from the little local school races, and you're about to go to the big leagues starting in 2016. And it's taken you, say, 10 years? Is that what you said? You've been working on it for 10 years?
Yeah, I'm just over 10 years. And the thing is, I don't even think about all that. I love the stuff that's happening, but I just enjoy the art. So I just want to put it out, because if I don't put it out, it just sits on a shelf somewhere. And I'm ready to work on the next batch of jokes. So I just literally love doing what I do, and then more stuff keeps happening. So that's just the great part of it, you know. It's just a joy.
That is really, really awesome. So then I'm going to ask you to talk about a process, because I do believe in a process. So do you have a process? Do you have a ritual or a process, something that you engage in when you're in the creation phase, when you're in the process of making stuff happen, and your life is focused, and you've got that momentum? Whether you get up in the morning, meditate, pray, write in a journal, you know, say mantras, do you have a process that you engage in every day that keeps you kind of lit like a fire?
Well, one thing I've already decided, I think that's my thing. I'm huge on, I've made the decision that this is my job. So now, how many hours is it required? People do 8-hour days, so I sit down at a table and I have notes. I have a laptop. I have an iPad up. I have a notebook. I have, you know, so I'm just writing jokes. And then maybe I'm writing some lines on a script. But I have it all in front of me. And then I also have my list of the things that I want, you know, like, boom, Stepman. That's one of my TV shows that I'm working on producing. That's about because, you know, my stepson's older, so I call him Stepman. You know, then I have.
That is cute. He's not a stepson, he's a diss stepman.
he's a grown dude. Right. And then I have the stand up special. And then sometimes I put on there how much money I want to make next year or this year. And I put those on a paper and I just kind of look at it. And it's there, so I don't get that off my mind. And then I work. And it's nothing to work, it's nothing to sit down and write and produce or send emails or make calls because, you know, I've decided this is what I want to do.
Good for you. As part of my Ignite and Evolve message, I tell people you have to do something every day. If you don't do something every day towards your dream, you're cheating yourself out of your dream. And it's like a muscle. You have to build you have to work on the muscle to build the muscle, right? And it sounds like that's what you do. I like what you said. It's a job. You don't just spend the morning and say, I'm going to be a comedian today, but first, let me go over here and go do this. And maybe tonight at 8 o'clock, I'll sit down and maybe I'll do something today. It's a process. Every day you sit down like you basically are going to the office and you work.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's not a hobby anymore. It, you know, I don't know if I ever looked at it as a hobby, but it's something that takes time, and all these guys you see on stage and they make it look easy, that's because they work so hard, you know. It's a lot that goes into being in front of 200 people a night, you know, having punchlines ready and just, you know, being someone people would come and see again and again. It takes work, you know. I mean,
it does.
It's literally just talent that makes stuff look easy, and it's, you know.
Why the funny? Why not a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant?
Well, you know, I went to school for English. I got an English degree, and I've always been interested in writing. But what happened is I saw guys like when I was really young. I saw like Eddie Murphy Raw, and I saw like Martin Lawrence, and I was like, you can get paid for that? Like that's what it really hit me like that. Like, wow, people are like, that's their job. Like, because that's what you're raised to think. Like doctors and lawyers and you know, officers, this and that. But I'm like, man, I mean, as long as I'm set up a plan B, which you know, I'm kind of skeptical on even telling people to have plan Bs. I'm almost like, do what you want. Do what you want, and if you, you know, work your life right, it's going to happen. But now I set up to do that, and I just decided, like, I can get paid and tell jokes. I think that's the life I want.
Yeah, you have to do what you love. You have to do what you love, right?
Right, and there's probably some other stuff out there that, you know, maybe I would be a cool lifeguard, but I just didn't take the time to decide to pursue that.
A lifeguard.
Yeah, you know, who knows? But the comedy kind of worked out, and it's working as we speak. And, you know, I guess I wouldn't have it no other way until something else comes in front of me that I'm like, oh, man. Because acting is a different muscle, too. It requires a lot of time.
So what I see is I definitely feel like you're in the right path. You know, I'm very excited. It so excited me when you contacted me, because I'm like, this guy is up to something. Wait a minute now, who's this guy? And 2016 feels like a very powerful a year for you. Do you do numerology? Ever talk to numerologists about the numbers and the power that numbers bring to the table? Have you ever had anybody tell you about that?
No, I never got into that. I heard you do readings and stuff, but I never heard
about
it.
I don't do numerology. I did an event this past weekend, and I met this really neat gal who's a numerologist, and she sat down and just blew my mind with all this stuff. She tore apart my address, and she tore apart my birthday, and she did all this stuff, and she came up with all this interesting stuff about power and focus, and she spoke about how 2016 is a year of beginning. And if for people that are up to stuff, that have stuff going on, how powerful 2016 is. And that's what that's what I see for you. You're about to take off. You're about to explode. And
oh, wow.
The fact that you are about to explode. I mean, not literally, not you know, don't stand your hands and explode.
Right.
But you are about to explode. And I think that you are, it's like you're ready for it. It feels like it's just is like you're just gonna step into it like it's okay, here I am today. Oh well, whatever. This just doesn't feel like you're obsessed by it. You're not gonna be changed by it. You're gonna be who you are today, same guy tomorrow, same guy the next day, which is gonna be really great for you. You seem to have your head directly on your shoulders. Is
that
who
you are? That's great. I think so. You know, I mean, I just work hard and I enjoy it. You know, because to write something down and then for people to, like, experience it the same way you thought it was funny or something, you know, that's a great experience, you know. And a lot of things don't work either. Sometimes it's funny in the shower when I thought of it. And then I get to the show and they're like, nah, Mike, not that one.
Cricket.
But, you know. But that's part of the growth, you know, the trial and the error, you know. And my goal on stage is when it doesn't go the way I want it to go, to not let it look like it just bombed, you know. So,
right.
You know.
That's a good point. That's a good point. People are afraid of failure. People are afraid to make mistakes. They're afraid of bombing. And the thing about all the entertainers in the world, all the types of entertainers, so that I'd say, you know, I'm a dancer, I've auditioned, and I think the most difficult and the most challenging field entertainment is comedy, because, you know, when you bomb, you bomb. It's not like you're hiding behind anything. You're basically just standing there naked.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying a thing that, like you said, when you wrote it down and you practiced it, it was hilarious. When you did it with your friends, you did it with your family, like that's
right,
the funniest thing you
right.
ever do. And you get up on the stage, crickets. And so how does that, how do you get past that? Because the rest of us are just trying to just go talk to our boss for a raise, right? They're scared to talk to their boss for a raise. You're getting up in front of people and trying to tell jokes in front of 200, 3,000, 5,000 people, whatever. Just putting it into perspective, a totally different realm. Talk about that if you can.
Yeah, well, what you always understand is the feedback is instant. So that's not like it in any other genre, you know, like, boom, we tell the joke, we know immediately. So what you always have is thoughts of your next joke. So you know what's coming next, so that you have a heater or something that's going to bang hard, ready to go behind that. Just in case you tank, you know, then you have you know, just in case it doesn't go well, you have the next thing ready. And then sometimes you might go into, you know, from time to time, boom, you might go into a couple minutes just because you want to gauge it. You want to see if people, sometimes laughter is not what you're going after. Sometimes you're sticking a point to the wall and you want to be heard. So it's a lot of different devices in comedy, you know, because it's not just jokey anymore. Like, I feel like I have a responsibility. Like, I'm on stage and
wow,
people are really taking what I say and they're, like, taking this home. And think about it. People live by a lot of things that comedians have said in the past, like things that Chris Rock has said, whether they, you know, thought it was right or wrong. They have lived by it or listened, and I feel that. I feel like I have that responsibility to not just speak recklessly, to not just be on stage just really saying stuff I don't mean, because it could ruin the world. It's wild, man.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Especially today, social media, say one thing, wake up tomorrow, and it's like, bam.
Oh, yeah.
How did that happen?
Right. So I think it's truly good to believe in what you say and really be invested in you, what the things you say, you know, because if you don't, you know, that stuff could really come back, you know. And if it comes back to you and you meant it, you can back it up. And
back
I think that's
up.
Important.
That's right. That is so excited. I thank you so much for calling in. I am so excited. You made my week. And my husband has to take me out now, which is really, really cool. I get to dress up and go out.
Yeah.
But more important,
nice.
The more important, I feel like I'm engaged in my energy here with help with being a part of someone's process of evolution, because that's my thing, evolving people to the next level, and I feel like that's where you're going, and so I appreciate you calling in. You didn't have to take the time to call in my little radio show today. I appreciate that so much.
No, thank you. Right.
Before I say goodbye, is there anything you'd like to say to the people? Because I'm going to drag some of these people with me on Sunday. So,
oh, man.
Anything
you know,
you'd like to say to the listeners?
You know, it's like, I just want, I mean, people, if they're concerned, if it's funny, look up some stuff on YouTube or go look at some comments from people that have came to shows. The live show is like the baseball game before you ever went. It's better when you're there. Like, you see stuff on TV, but when you're in the live show, anything can happen. The energy is amazing. So it's something to experience if you haven't done it in a while or if you've never done it. You have to do this. And then you get hooked. I see people get hooked all the time. So I just, this is an open invite for everyone to come to San Francisco. You know, I'm playing in Sacramento next week, you know. So whoever's listening, just come out. And be ready to laugh. It's a good night out, and your stomach will hurt when you leave, and that's good.
Have exercise. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your comedy. I'm looking forward to watching your career, and I'm hoping that we can stay connected, because I'm really looking forward to watching you explode in 2016 and moving forward. Have a fabulous day today. Thank you so much. I'm going to see you on Sunday, my friend.
Absolutely.
And for everybody,
right,
thank you so much. And remember what I say to everybody, ignite your life today so that you can evolve it tomorrow. God bless everyone, and good day. Bye-bye, Mike.
Hey, thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.